Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim. Klal Lamed Simon Hey. And then he says, "Va'oid Nogul Likroya Lipsoy Gimel Psius." So at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we say Oseh Shalom, and there are halachas. A person is stepping away from the Melech, he takes three steps back, and there is halachas of how to do that, etc. But during Kaddish, it is not a din of the Gemara. That's just a minig. But that is the minhag, and therefore, if you'll see people which are not makbid actually to first take the three steps back and say Oseh Shalom, they don't bow down as they're stepping back, they don't bow to the sides. All of those can be justified because it's not clear how far the minhag goes, taking three steps forward, which some people are makbid by Oseh Shalom of Shemoneh Esrei, do not really apply to Kaddish either. But that being said, preferably the person would want to keep the actual minhag. A person should do it as you do it in Shemoneh Esrei, as the person should first bow, take three steps back, and then say Oseh Shalom after he's already taken the three steps back. Now, the next question is, Shemei Kedusha Brichu Le'ela. What is the correct way to say that phrase? There are some which suggest that the word Le'ela is connected back, that so the paragraph is really saying that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name should be Mevorach, Yisborach, Yishtabach, etc. All of these eight languages of exalting Hashem's name, Yisborach, Yishtabach, Yisbar, etc. Shemei the Kudusha, the name of the Holy One, Brichu, the one who is, that he is blessed, Le'ela, above. And actually, there's actually brought down, the Rambam says that there is such a minhag that that's how you're supposed to say, you're supposed to pause after Le'ela. Okay, so you say Shemei the Kudusha, L'nuach be'asmanat nachta, you pause over there, V'chakak Brichu Le'ela. However, Bira Gross, if Kotan Ches, he creates Yeshtarman the Kudsha Brichu, Bluruch Besnachta, Rachakach Le'ela. So the Gross says, no, that the correct place to pause is not by Shmei the Kudusha, but rather Shmei the Kudusha Brichu. That the Holy One, the name of the Holy One should be exalted, and all of those other phrases that we said should be blessed. Yisalev, Yisalol, Shmei the Kudusha, Brichu, that he is blessed. Now, he should be blessed, and all of these eight things should take place, and they should be greater than Mikol Birchoso, B'Shiroso, Tushbirchoso, B'Nechem Hoso, Damiron Bo'amo. He should be exalted even greater than all of the different ways that it's possible that in the world's to say he should be exalted greater than that. So the word Le'ela really belongs to Mikol Birchoso B'Shiroso. So that is the appropriate place to pause. Matter of fact, he feels it's incorrect to pause after the word, connect the word Brichu Le'ela, because that would mean that he's only blessed Le'ela up above and not down below, not down in this world. He's only blessed up in Shemayim and not in this world, and that obviously is not true. So therefore, the correct way to translate the word Le'ela is not up above in the heavens, but greater than or above all of the brachas, Shirasha, Tishbechasa, that we can give to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hashem is exalted and glorified even greater than all of those phrases that it's possible to say. So therefore, the correct place to pause is Shmei the Kudusha Brichu, and then Le'ela Mikol Birchoso B'Shiroso continues with the end of the phrase. Similarly, if a person is saying Kaddish during the Yom and the Royim, Le'ela is going to be part of the end of that phrase, and the Bereshit is, and we're saying that the Bereshit is glorified and magnified even greater, and we're like doubling that to say that it's so much more beyond everything which we could possibly say. The Bereshit's name is glorified and magnified. Now, just one last point: we've explained the idea of Hashem's name means as much as we can perceive of Him, and we're saying that the reality of the Bereshit expressing Himself in this world, we have no way to quantify and say those phrases in words, But we have at least a glimpse that there's something. There must be something greater out there. So that's the Shmei Dekudah Shah, that the Baruch Hashem's name is glorified even more than the brachas that we actually can physically express, all of the world coming together and all of the malachim coming together, but we know that it's greater than that. Have a good day.